It is Tuesday, July 16th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope you're having a great day so far. Ron Hayes stepping in. And Ron, when we talk about what's going on in agriculture today, it's almost like a big dance in Washington as they kind of jockey back and forth on trying to get that farm bill into conference.
They're kind of having a rumba contest or something. I'm not really sure what they're doing, but they're having lots of discussions and pointing fingers and doing what politicians do best, blame somebody. And so they're doing that, and we're watching them, and hopefully they'll be able to come together with some sort of reasonable expectation of conferencing this bill sooner rather than later.
But on the happy end of things, the rain continues in Oklahoma.
Yeah, we got Bryce Anders from DTN going to be joining us in just a few minutes talking about some of the why of this system that started over in Pennsylvania.
All right. We've got a lot coming up for you here in just a moment. In fact, I'll have a news update, also a markets update in just a little bit. Midday Oklahoma continues right here on the radio, Oklahoma Network.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, direct restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimate of power ISO per 9768EC.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's Red E Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
It's 7 minutes past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the radio, Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Time for a news update now. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow says the House GOP leadership has decided not to transmit to the Senate the House-passed farm-only farm bill until the House acts on a separate nutrition bill. Stabenow says there can be no House-Senate negotiations on a farm bill until the House sends its version to the Senate.
We fully expected to receive it in the Senate right away. We were, in fact, intending to leave the Senate floor open that night to be able to receive the House bill so that we could go through the procedures that we needed to go to conference. And when Majority Floor Leader Cantor announced they were not going to send us the bill, I was pretty stunned.
Stabenow says it appears the House GOP leadership wants to first try to pass a Republican-only nutrition title, but argues that's no reason. With time running out on the current farm bill extension, not to move forward on other parts of the bill that are the same or similar, a view shared by National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson.
All of the titles of the farm bill have been passed by the House, except the nutrition title. So they could begin negotiating all of those pieces while the House works its way through trying to figure out what to do with the nutrition piece. This is going to take a while to do a conference.
But without a transmitted House bill, Stabenow says formal talks are out of the question. She says the House has to send them something. While wheat production globally is up, U.S. production remains lower than a year ago, impacting the supply and demand ledger, Rod Bain reports.
World wheat production numbers are up slightly month to month per USDA's July outlook.
Primary changes this month or increases were for the United States up 900,000 tons and for Australia up 1 million tons. It turns out Australia is getting off to a very, very good start in their crop year.
And USDA World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Jerry Bange says that contributed to a 6.5% year-over-year increase in world wheat production. While U.S. monthly wheat production estimates rose year-to-year, the production estimates are down almost 7% for the U.S.
We did make a significant change on the U.S. balance sheet for 2013-14. We increased our estimate of U.S. exports to 1.075 billion bushels. That's an increase of 100 million bushels over a previous forecast.
That export demand reflects China's increased purchase of soft red winter wheat. Ending stocks were tightened significantly, which meant a price increase from the previous month. The season-ending average price now at $7.10 per bushel at the midpoint. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're coming up on 10 past the hour. When we come back, Jim Appel is joined by Justin Lewis, and they'll have an update on the markets. Midday Oklahoma continues a moment here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Protractor. Or a bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jim Appel. We're joined this afternoon by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our futures markets looking at midday?
Futures are generally higher across the board today. The stock market futures here are weak. They're awaiting Ben Bernanke's testimony tomorrow morning before Congress. There's a lot of speculation on which side of the tapering he will suggest this time. You know, it's been back and forth between the different Fed presidents, but tomorrow will be another round of that. So we're down about 32 in the September Dow and down about 7 points in the S&P futures here right now. The U.S. dollar is sharply lower right now. We're down about 44 in the September dollar, and that's about $2 off the high a week or so ago. So that's helping lift these commodities up. As the dollar goes down, typically commodities will go up. Interest rates this morning, they're slightly lower here without any real big news. They're awaiting Bernanke's statement tomorrow as well. Crude oil this morning down about 25 cents in August. But unleaded gasoline and heating oil, which is diesel, are both higher here. We have unleaded up 4.4 cents at $3.1461 in August. Heating oil is diesel, and it's up about 2.5 cents at $3.0510. A lot of people watching that and watching the actual price at the pump, it's the highest since about June 10th as of last night, and that's the national average of $3.63. So it's getting on up there, and the turmoil in Egypt looks to be maybe winding down a little bit, but it's still going on, so that'll be an ongoing thing to watch. Natural gas futures here this morning are steady. Nothing really going on there. Metals slightly higher here. We have copper, silver, and gold all up just slightly. Cattle futures right here, they're steady here at midday. Lots of talk about the rainfall in the southern plains supporting that market. Yesterday, Oklahoma City was called steady to two lower with about 11,600 head. Boxed beef as of yesterday was down about 83 cents at 190.70. It's a lot lower than it was a week ago, which was 195. Showless sizes are also a little bit lower this week, and that's going to help support them just a little bit. Grain futures here at midday, we're stronger in the corn and beans, steady in the Chicago wheat, and up about 2 cents in the Kansas City wheat. There was yesterday's crop progress and condition report showed that the overall corn, soybeans, and actually cotton too, conditions got a little bit worse, about 2 cents worse in the good to excellent category for corn. But you know, it's really hard for them to get better once, after being at such lofty levels coming into it.
Thanks, Justin. Dave Lanning will take a look at all the latest market numbers right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks.
It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit BeefIt'sWhatsForDinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at BeefIt'sWhatsForDinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
It is 12:15 here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Let's get you an update on those markets. August live cattle down 7, 122.37. October's down 5 at 126.62. August feeder cattle down 2 at 152.65. September down 37, 155.52. August hogs up 22 at 95.77. October's up 42 at 85.12. We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
Well, on the grain futures today, September Kansas City wheat unchanged, 701. December up a quarter at 718 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September's down 1.5 at 667 and a half. December down 1.25 at 681. September corn up 5 at 541 and a quarter. December's up 4.25, 507 and three quarters. August soybeans up 15 and a half at 1469. November's up 13 at 1276 and three quarters. October cotton down 92 at 84.43. December down 84, 84.26. Over on the energy futures, August crude oil down 28 at 106.04. September down 22 at 105.70. That's a look at your markets. Ron Hayes up next with a check on that ag weather.
Midday Oklahoma continues as we focus on agricultural weather, and boy, we've had a nice 3 or 4 day respite from hot, hot July conditions, most certainly. And there's been some factors out there, some weather factors that stem back from the East Coast, from places like Pennsylvania, that have given us these cooler conditions and the damp conditions as well. Our friend Bryce Anderson, a meteorologist with DTN, joining us today to talk about that. Right after this.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. My Plate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate. And dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
Bryce Anderson joining us today from DTN. Bryce, very unusual weather that we're having here in the southwest right now, and we'll most certainly take it with the cooler conditions and a good bit of moisture as well across Oklahoma and Texas. But we're really, you know, give us a little bit of a background of what you see that really brought all of this about, the this weather pattern that pushed from east to west in a kind of an unusual move.
Ron, it is really a unique chain of events that led to the weather pattern that we've got over the southwestern plains going on. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that there was upper atmosphere ridging or high pressure out of the Gulf Coast and the southeastern U.S. that was for a while combining with another large high from Southern California and Arizona to, you know, kind of bring some pretty hot weather to much of the southern half of the country here not too long ago, about a couple weeks ago. And actually, those two highs then split. And we had a cool frontal boundary that slid through the Great Lakes here middle part of last week, the week after the 4th of July. There was a little ripple on that that formed a little area of low pressure that in a normal circumstance would have just kept on working east. But not only did the high pressure kind of tear apart a little bit, but then there was a portion of the southeast U.S. high that relocated northward right along the New Jersey coast. That then forced that disturbance from that old cold front from Pennsylvania and West Virginia southwest. And the result has been this kind of real welcome moisture that we've seen with the impetus of that low pressure as it worked out of the Ohio Valley and then into the southwestern plains. There was an inflow of Gulf of Mexico moisture moving northwestward. So there was the opportunity then for the rain to form, and it certainly has, along with the milder temperatures. So even places like a little bit farther north in southwest Kansas that haven't had the rain have at least had a break in temperatures. And so it's been a real welcome chain of events for sure.
Thank you, Bryce. Bryce Anderson, longtime friend of ours from DTN, talking about this wonderful weather pattern that we're enjoying. And most certainly, we've had some scattered showers once again here in central and north central Oklahoma. Larger amounts of rain out toward Midland, Texas, and down toward San Angelo, and over in the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles as well. Looks like daytime highs today, low 80s, 60% chance of rain for the balance of the day, 30% chance of precip for tonight. Overnight lows upper 60s, upper 80s expected for daytime highs tomorrow. About a 40% chance of thunderstorms still out there. Overnight lows tomorrow night, early Thursday morning, low 70s. Low 90s, daytime highs with partly sunny on Thursday, and by Friday, mostly sunny, mid-90s, once again back as our daytime highs. That is our agricultural weather. Midday Oklahoma continuing in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Perkin, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplified the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? So you can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
It is 12:25. Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. And as we approach the bottom of the hour here on this Tuesday, we've still got a lot more to come here today. Ron Hayes, of course, has his beef buzz and his soapbox a little bit later on in the show. Ron's Ag Perspectives coming up in just a moment following my news update. But first, Jim Appel has the latest in today's Ag Calendar.
Take a look at our Ag Calendar for this Tuesday. We'll look at the 2013 Oklahoma-Kansas Winter Canola Conferences, the Food Safety for Small Acreage Vegetable Production Workshop, and the 61st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. We'll look at these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
Producers interested in learning how to maximize their canola crop should plan on attending one of two Oklahoma-Kansas Winter Canola Conferences taking place July 17th in Enid and July 18th in Altus. There is no charge to attend either of the conferences. The July conference will take place from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Enid Convention Hall. That's located downtown at 301 South Independence Avenue in Enid. A meeting of the Great Plains Canola Association will follow that meeting. The July 18th conference will take place from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Western Oklahoma State College. That's located at 2801 North Main Street in Altus. Registration will begin at 8 a.m. for both conferences, with programs kicking off just before 9 a.m. More information on the conferences is available from Josh Bashong at 405-744-9600 or from Ron Scholler at 405-780-0113. Those interested in taking advantage of crops that can be grown commercially but do not require hundreds of acres can register for the second of a two-part series sponsored by USDA's Risk Management Agency and the Oklahoma State University Cooperative Extension Service. The Food Safety Workshop is the second of a two-part series and will include information on fertigation, pest management, good agricultural practices, record keeping, post-harvest handling, and more. The workshop is slated July 24th at the one-acre garden site north of the gravel parking lot at Paradise Casino. That's at 7500 Highway 177 in Red Rock from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. The event is hosted by the Oto Missouria and Ponca tribes. The implementation of a farm food safety plan for growers is the initial step in providing safe and nutritious fresh produce for market. The Food Safety Workshop will train fresh market farmers in food safety techniques. The 61st Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show is scheduled for July 25th, 26th, and 27th. The convention will take place at the Reed Convention Center located in Midwest City. The OCA is guided and directed by the policies which are developed by its members. To keep the policies up to date, the committee and membership regularly review and take action on policies that are 3 years old. In preparation for its 61st Annual Convention, an abbreviated version of those policies adopted 3 years ago that are subject to committee and membership action have now been posted for review. You can find those policies by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com and clicking on the calendar tab. You'll see the 61st OCA Convention and Trade Show under the July 25th listing. Just click on that entry and you'll find a link to the policies currently up for consideration. And looking down the road, the Denver Animal Traceability Forum will be August 6th through the 7th at the Renaissance Denver Hotel. That's, of course, in Denver. And more information is available at www.animalagriculture.org.
Hey, cattle producers. Our friend Jim Odle and the folks at Superior Livestock want to invite you to check out their Superior click-to-bid option of going online and bidding on any of their auctions, their regular auctions, or some of the various seed stock and purebred auctions listed on their website as well. For details, go to their website, SuperiorClickToBid.com. It's a great way when you can't be in front of the TV watching their auctions to bid wherever you are. Superior Click to Bid.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Tuesday. If you have an item you'd like for us to include on this calendar broadcast or on our website, just drop us a line at ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim. We certainly do appreciate that update. We're coming up on half past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. We're going to take a timeout. A news update's coming up when we come back right after this.
Save wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, the latest crop progress numbers are out. Farm Director Ron Hayes has an update.
Latest crop progress numbers are out, and the overall condition of our corn and our soybean crops nationally looking really very, very good right now compared to a year ago. Corn crop, for example, this year, 66% in good to excellent condition. At this point a year ago, as the drought was definitely taking its toll, we were at 31% in good to excellent condition. We were actually at 38% poor to very poor a year ago. This year we're at 9% poor to very poor. So the corn crop, a complete flip-flop from 1 year ago at this point, although it is late compared to really normal progress anyway in development. So there is some concern about hot weather having an adverse impact on pollination of the corn crop. Soybean crop, 65% in good to excellent condition this year versus 34% good to excellent at this point 1 year ago. Harvest of our 2013 hard red winter wheat crop, pretty well done in the southern plains. 99% of the Oklahoma crop now harvested, 98% of the Texas crop, 98% of the Kansas crop now harvested out of the field. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
All right, thanks, Ron. Well, according to the Hagstrom Report, the House leadership started the process Monday of sending the farm-only farm bill to the Senate. Citing a knowledgeable House Republican source, the Hagstrom Report states the Senate would need to take the House-passed measure, insert Senate Bill 954 by unanimous consent, and request conference with the House. This process is needed because the Senate bill contains financing measures, and all finance measures must originate in the House. A Senate aide told the Hagstrom Report the Senate has not officially received the House bill. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow expressed concern Monday that the House Republican leadership would wait to send the farm program-only bill to the Senate until a nutrition measure is passed. She told leaders of the National Association of Conservation Districts to deliver the message to the House this week that leaders should deliver the bill, appoint conferees, and prepare for a bipartisan farm bill. Stabenow told the conservation leaders the bill needs to be delivered to the Senate now so the conference can begin. We're coming up on 12:35. After the timeout, Ron Hayes steps in with his Ag Perspectives.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices.
We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Dave, a very interesting question we're trying to deal with today in this particular Ag Perspective segment. Debbie Stabenow, the chair lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, joining us as she tried to answer yesterday a reporter's question about the idea of does agriculture still have enough clout to get a farm bill done? We'll be back with the chair lady of the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow, right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
The chair lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow, held a teleconference with reporters talking about the 2013 Farm Bill process, her concerns that the GOP leadership has not yet reported their passed bill to the Senate so a conference can begin. At the tail end of the conference, she was asked what you might consider a big picture question about the ability of agriculture to have enough clout these days to be able to pull a farm bill successfully through.
A week or two ago, you had more than 500 groups calling for no split in the farm bill. And, you know, obviously that didn't happen in the House. Has rural America, have farmers lost their influence in Congress? And do you expect any sort of outcry if you go home during the August recess with no farm bill?
Well, first of all, I hope there's an outcry if we haven't even been able to get to conference by August. And, you know, I think that all the farmers and ranchers organizations, conservation, bioenergy, specialty crops, rural development, conservation, everyone who cares about the farm bill needs to work with us, continue to work with us, to show that there is strength not only in rural America, but in the agricultural economy across the country. I know for sure that in Senate races last year, the fact that the House would not even take up a farm bill was very much an issue in our winning some Senate races. And I would expect this having an impact again if the House cannot get its act together and pass a bill that will go to conference and work with us to get a final product. People in rural communities, I grew up in a little town in northern Michigan, and people all over America understand that if we're going to have a middle class in this country, you got to grow things and make things. That's what we do, and then we add value to it. We market it. We sell it. We advertise it. We trade it. All kinds of things. But you got to grow something, and you got to make something. And in rural America, all across this country, that's what they do. And everybody in those small towns is counting on the Congress, specifically at this point, the U.S. House of Representatives, to understand the important role they play not only in our economy, but in our way of life. The majority of people that sign up to go to war to fight for our country come from small towns all across this country, small towns, which is one of the reasons why in our bill we set up a new outreach office for veterans coming home to go into farming. This is very much about our way of life, our values, our economy, jobs, and all eyes are on the U.S. House of Representatives to see if they're going to understand what this is really all about.
Senate Ag Committee Chair Lady Debbie Stoudemire. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal buildings. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
If it's going to carry the name of a legend, its performance must be legendary. And Iva, another OSU-created wheat variety, certainly lives up to its name. As you would expect from its name, Iva plays great defense, holding its own against some of the top diseases and stresses in Oklahoma, just like one of its parents, Duster. But Iva also offers farmers high yield potential for the larger kernel that Baker's Millers love. To find out more about Iva and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. It's time for a look at our midday agricultural markets today. And we're going to have a complete rundown of all the auctions and the futures markets and more when we come back right after this.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's Red E Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
Well, after $119 cattle trade on Friday, no cash cattle trades report here on Tuesday. At midday, box beef is lower. Choice is down 30 cents at 190.40. Select down 14 cents at 183.80. Choice select spread at 660 with 71 total loads sold. Oklahoma National Stockyards, 12,261 head. Feeder steers and heifers steady to $2 lower. Steer calves $2 to $4 higher. Heifer calves steady to $3 higher. Feeder steers, medium and large calves, 3 to 4 weights, 207 to 208, 4 to 5 weights, 172 to 184.50, 5 to 6 weights, 156 to 184.60, 6 to 7 weights, 137 to 154.85, 7 to 8 weights, 132.85 to 147.50, 6 to 7 weights, 148.25 to 164.25, 7 to 8 weights, 143 to 151, and these are yearlings, 8 to 9 weights, 139 to 148.50, 9 to 1,000 pounds, 127.50 to 138. Tulsa Stockyards, 1,952 head. Feeder steers sold 1 to 3 higher in a light test. Feeder heifers sold steady to $2 higher. Steer and heifer calves sold steady to $3 lower. Feeder steers medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 177 to 188. 5 to 6 weights, 150 to 164. 6 to 7 weights, 140 to 153. 7 to 8 weights, 138 to 144. 8 to 9 weights, 137 to 139. Joplin Regional Stockyards, 5,182 head. Yearling feeder steers sold 3 to 7 higher. Yearling heifers were 3 to 5 higher. All classes of steer and heifer calves traded 2 to 4 higher in a lighter test. Feeder steers, medium and large, 5 to 6 weights, 150 to 164. 6 to 7 weights, 146, 50 to 154. 7 to 8 weights, 140 to 153, 75. And then 8 to 9 weights, 140 to 149, 9 to 1,000 pounds, 138, 50 to 140. Woodward Livestock Auction, 9,421 head. Feeder steers, 3 to 6 higher. Feeder heifers, 3 to 5 higher. Steer calves, 2 to 4 higher. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 171, 50 to 174. 5 to 6 weights, 156 to 172. 6 to 7 weights, 138, 50 to 160. 7 to 8 weights, 145, 50 to 155, 25. 8 to 9 weights, 141, 75 to 148, 75. And 9 to 1,000 pounds, 129 to 141, 25. We'll check the futures when we come back right after this.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, direct restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimated power ISO per 9768 EC.
Livestock futures here today. August live cattle down 22 at 122.22. October down 22 at 126.45. August feeder cattle up 5 at 152.70. September up 30 at 155.45. August hogs up 32 at 95.87. October up 50 at 85.20. On the grain markets, Kansas City wheat, September up a half, 701.5. December up 3/4, 718.75. March unchanged at 730.5. September Chicago wheat up down 1.25, 668.25. December's down 3/4 at 681.5. March down 1.25 at 693. September corn up 4.75 at 541. December up 4.5 at 508. March up 4.25 at 520. August soybeans up 15.75 at 1469.5. That's Look Your Markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, direct restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimated power ISO per 9768 EC.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread-baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
It is 10 minutes before the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here on this Tuesday afternoon. Ron Hayes joins us now as he gives us the latest beef industry news in today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Butler of the Beef Marketing Group. Different customers have different expectations. We're back on that in just a moment. Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365. At a recent seminar that we were a part of, Managed for Profit, John Butler was on a panel called Driving Profit Through the Supply Chain. Butler with the Beef Marketing Group talked about the various customers that his company works with, and he says they've all got different expectations for the beef that they want to procure to then sell to their customers.
The Darden company that owns Longhorns, for example. Longhorn is a big chain, steak chain. They have a different demand than McDonald's or Wendy's, right? They have a different set of expectations. So you really need to sort of divide the customer base you're talking to best answer that question.
The beef marketing group that John Butler's a part of has feedlots, and then they work very closely with the downstream part of the beef pipeline all the way to those major players in the beef marketing to consumers. Whether you're talking about food service like the Darden Company, or you're talking about some of the big retailers. And speaking of retailers, Butler says they've got a different mindset compared to those food service folks.
Okay, so they have another set of expectations, and they want consistency. They don't want to see a red in their meat case. They want to have their meat case to once again become a destination. So the consumer will come into that retail store and look for the meat case, and that's their destination. And, oh, by the way, while they're there, they're going to buy toilet paper and toothpaste and soap and everything else that has higher margins.
So you've got a retailer with one set of expectations, you've got food service with another set of expectations, and trying to pull the right set of beef cuts out of the carcass for each of these various markets is the packer. They've got to actually, when they fabricate that carcass, they've got to come up with a way to meet those needs and try to make a profit.
If you're a packer, the packer deals with a term every day that is probably the most critical term in our business that us on the pre-harvest side don't know a lot about. At least I've had to learn a lot about it in the last 15 years. And it is called carcass utilization. Carcass utilization. That drives everything for a packer. So what they want to do is they want to get the most utilization out of each animal. Okay. So to do that, what a packer does is they have a cooler. And in their cooler, they pull out of that cooler sales, and they will sell product to a bunch of different customers to drive carcass utilization.
John Butler, the Beef Marketing Group. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
All righty, folks. Midday Oklahoma about done today. Still to come, our soapbox thoughts in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A national FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes has a final word.
All righty, Dave, as we wind things down today here on Midday Oklahoma, one of the interesting comments made by the chair lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, one of the more humorous moments of her teleconference with the reporters yesterday as she was poking at the House GOP leadership, trying to get them off the dime, I guess you might say, regarding moving their version of farm policy over to the Senate to actually get the conference process going. One of the interesting things that she made reference to was a rather famous movie where you do things over and over and over again.
I would argue the basic framework is the same thing we started with in the super committee, with some differences in funding in some areas and in some differences in policy. But the framework's the same. Same thing we did, what, 3 years ago now? I don't know how long it's been. If this feels like Groundhog Day, the movie to me. So every time I get up, we do the farm bill again. But
anybody can make reference to Groundhog Day is all right in my book. That's Senator Debbie Stabenow, chairlady of the Senate Agriculture Committee. I want to remind you that for those of you who've got a smartphone, have got a tablet that you use on the internet, we have got a brand new app. We've had it out for just a few months now, and if you haven't already downloaded it, we would encourage you to download it. You can go to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Banner at the very top of the page will take you on over to the links for either iTunes or Google Play to be able to download it. It's free. If you've already downloaded it, we would encourage you to go ahead and update it, because we've got some exciting new features that are now available on the iPhone, on the Android package, and it makes it a lot easier for you to get information on each and every page, whether it's a web link, whether it's audio, whether it's video. It can all be there on each story that we post for you on our app. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right, Ron, thank you so very much. For Ron Hayes and Jim Appel, I'm Dave Lanning, and this has been Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.